Salutations, guys. What's up? We back again. Stay the Franchise Podcast. Discussing today NBA Finals. Got the Celtics and the Warriors. We had game one happen the other day. And how are we feeling right now about like everything with this series? I think we got a huge upset in the, well, game one, obviously. It was a huge upset, according to many folks. Celtics eked that one out. Actually, they didn't even eke it out. They kind of gave it to the Warriors.
They got hot at the right time.
Yeah. Exactly. They got hot at the right time. I feel like the Warriors flipped the switch off at the end of the third quarter.
Yeah. Well,
they got too
comfortable. I wouldn't say that, like, per se. I think what happened is, and I think somebody called it on the game, they were talking about how what the Warriors were doing, you know, they were getting into that third quarter run where they have one of those, you know, their historic third quarter runs. Like, they go, like, get 40 points, other team scores like nothing, you know, type shit. But what happened was the Celtics really didn't allow that lead. I think it was 14 or something at that point in the third quarter. They didn't let it get any bigger. And I remember Derek White hitting a three, and I think Mark Jackson called it out. He's just saying, like, they need this. They need to hit these shots and not let that fourth quarter, that third quarter lead balloon. Because what the Warriors do the best, strength in numbers. They feed off that. That crowd in Oakland feeds off those runs. And the Warriors players, they were feeding off that. Yeah. And it was important for the Celtics to keep them at bay and then, you know, because the stars weren't in at the time, I don't believe, for the Celtics. It was like Derek White, Peyton Pritchard hitting these clutch threes, keeping them in the game. Fourth quarter came, and then what happened?
And that's what makes this Celtics team very dangerous because, as you mentioned, it's not their starters, it's their bench. They're getting production they're deep from and everywhere.
This is what scares me with this series, and this is exactly what scares me with this series. Steph had 21 in the first quarter. I mean, and I don't know how much he finished with, but he was looking like he was about to have
like
38. I mean, okay, so he had a good game.
Yeah.
But it was getting to look like one of those freaking 50, 60-point Steph Curry games after the first quarter, right? But that bench for Boston was able to come up big. Al Horford, 6-for-8 on threes. You know, are they going to keep shooting lights out like this? I don't know. But the thing is, the bench for Boston came to play. The bench for the Warriors, I don't see it.
They didn't. And, like, even some Warriors.
I mean, but Otto Porter, like, for example, like, Otto Porter had himself one of probably, like, I don't think he's going to have the game like he'll have game one. I think he hit, like, 4 or 5 threes.
To go what you said, Mo, like, even some of the stars weren't playing well. Draymond didn't have a great game.
Yeah, where was Draymond?
Neither did Clay.
Draymond had his opportunity to show us he has some basketball skill. He doesn't. He has nothing. He feeds off Steph and Clay. Mm. Like, okay, you get rebounds. You're a great competitor. You guess leader of the team. You got the heart. But, bro, you're not that guy, pal.
Yeah, I think it's safe to say that, you know, Draymond had a pretty bad shooting night, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And even, like, you know, you said, like, the rest of the supporting cast, like Jordan Poole, Otto Porter, even Klay Thompson, they didn't have a great shooting night.
Mm-hmm.
But I think
I'll say Otto Porter. I think Otto Porter, he went in, but
A little bit,
yeah. I don't expect much out of Otto Porter, like, let's be real. But still, like, to your point.
Yeah, I think that's just a testament to, like, the Celtics' defense. Because you got to
remember, that's what's scaring me about them, man.
Exactly. They have length, you know, and Tatum. Obviously, you have, you know, defensive
players. They have the grit, too.
They have the grit.
With Jaylen Brown, Marcus Smart, defensive player of the year, like.
Exactly. And, then, you know, like you said earlier, like, you know, Steph was going off in the first
mm-hmm,
quarter.
Really, mm-hmm,
the
first half. Yeah.
And they withstood, like, their best punch.
They were always in it. They exactly. were always
yeah.
in it.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't think they said they had the lead. I think they took the lead in the fourth quarter, and it was the first lead until it was 9-8. But in that whole entire game, like, up until, like, the third quarter, like, Warriors kind of blew it, were trying to get a blow the lead open. It was very close, contested, like, within 5 to 7 points of each other. Like, that's just a couple possessions, you know?
Yeah.
They didn't get down too many possessions. They played the long game, and this is why the Celtics team really scares me. And to go in there game one after, like, coming from a game seven in Miami to go to Oakland, game one, is it sustainable, though?
Yeah.
Because we talked about the bench. Obviously, right now, we know We're taking the bench over, like, Celtics bench over
Warriors
the
Warriors bench.
And I'm excited to see what the Warriors have planned tonight because I know right now Steve Kerr is pissed.
Yeah.
Steve Kerr and his son.
My thing is just what's crazy to me is how Jason Tatum, he only had, what, it was like 12 points. He had 13 assists. And it's crazy that they were able to even you know, squeeze out the dub.
Team just basketball, by that, man.
Team basketball, and it's kind of crazy. Knowing your role, like, you know, imagine if he didn't have like that shooting slump. Like, would the result be different? You don't know. Like, would they have like just been dominating the whole game? Or
I also believe. I don't know. I believe too. Like, gotta say, like, I think Steve Kerr kind of got a little out coached in that game.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I mean, I think he got a little out coached in that game.
I definitely think the coaching was what made it a winnable game for the Celtics, because when they got put in the position where at some point they were down by like double digits, they had to claw their way back. And like you said, they got all this production out of their bench, and the best way to do that is to get volume from every single one of your shooters and every single one of your players.
Yeah, I think you know, speaking about the coaching real quick, I think their coach Ime Udoka.
Yeah.
I heard that in one of the timeouts when they were, like, down by, like, 15 or something in the third, he was actually, like, trying to motivate his players, almost, like, instigating them. He was like, mm-hmm. you know, you guys are getting punked out there. You guys want to stay getting punked out there?
Former player mentality. I love it.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know,
I love it.
You see the result.
Also, you saw Marcus Smart giving his teammates some words of confidence as well. Oh, just telling them, like, yeah. You're like, can't leave them open. This is how we're going to mm-hmm. live. You know, just giving them the great defensive speech you need to hear on the sidelines of the court. That's how you rally to win a game, in my opinion. You got to have trust within each other.
But the thing is, again, guys, I got to ask. I mean, is it sustainable? You know, we talked about it. There's no way that bench is going to give you the numbers they gave you game one, no. right?
Who says the Warriors bench, you know, can't do the same thing?
That's what I'm saying. Like, they had their own slump. Like, I mean, there was no – Clay wasn't hitting his shots. Outside of Steph, it was really kind of a lot of bricks. And Otto Porter. I'll throw Otto Porter in there, too, because, like, I ain't seen him ball like that in a while. I'm not going to lie.
I think he was 100% on his field goal.
Something like that, yeah. He was putting in his work. But, like, Draymond, you know, we talked about it. Draymond.
Yeah. Honestly, I think, especially for the Warriors side, and we kind of saw this, like, in the rounds, like, leading up to the finals, right?
Yeah.
Their issue is that they haven't really been tested, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you played the Nuggets. Yeah, we get a Jokic MVP, but, you know, he was injured. They didn't have Murray.
Yep.
And then the Mavericks, you know.
Well, Memphis. Don't forget about Memphis, too.
Memphis, you know,
John Morant was hurt. Exactly.
And, like, even when they played the Mavericks, like, the only person you really got to focus on is Doncic. Right?
100%. 100%.
And maybe Dinwiddie and, you know, that's about it.
And Brunson, right? Nothing really tested.
Nothing really tested. And the thing that I noticed was that, especially with, you know, the other team's three-point shooting, they normally leave guys wide open, but they brick them. You can't do that against the Celtics.
They got to lock in defense. That's what I'm saying. Like, I agree to your point. To your point, dude, with that, it's just, we talk about the Warriors not getting tested. Look on the other side. Look at the Celtics.
Yeah.
Look at the Celtics. They were tested.
Yeah.
First series, go against the favorite champs in Brooklyn. Second series, the defending champs, Giannis. Third, and game seven. Third round, Eastern Conference Finals. Another game seven in Miami. We just talked about this, you know?
Yeah.
It's only game one.
Yeah,
but I would kind of be worried if I'm. Can you click it? Like, can the Warriors just like click that switch on?
I think after.
I don't know. I don't know.
I was gonna say, I think after the first game, they're gonna realize like, yo, we can't make the same mistakes. I feel like they come away with a W in game two, but like you said, bro, I don't know if it's sustainable.
Even thinking about it too, if we even go back in their finals history, they were favored. Like they knew they were. They didn't have to. They had KD. You know?
Wasn't there a stat that said, like, what the Celtics are, like, 82% favorite to win the finals or something like that?
The Warriors haven't been tested in the finals. That one was 2014, the first time they went to the finals. I think that was the only time they were tested. 2016, Steph had his – everybody would have had the Warriors back. Steph had his amazing year, the 73-9 team. 2017 on, they had KD.
I ain't going to hold y'all, like – I have no clue who's going to win this final.
I mean, I
don't know.
The Celtics have had a harder road to the final. I will say that. Yeah.
No, 100%. But I really don't know.
I want to ask you this, too. I mean, Mo, go ahead.
I mean, the Celtics have been tested, yes. But the you can't deny the fact that the Warriors have not won three championships.
But that's what I'm saying. Have they been tested in those championships?
Doesn't matter if they're tested or not.
It does matter because now they're getting tested. Can you switch that on? Can you switch that on, though?
Season and win a championship, you can have all the star power you want on a team. We saw that with the Brooklyn Nets, the Philadelphia 76ers. They're at home right now watching the game.
They're in Cancun, actually.
So, you know, the Warriors have you know, had a dynasty for the last couple of years. So they have players who have
they haven't had dynasty. Their last win was 2018, bro. That's 4 years ago. That's 4 years ago. That last championship was 2018.
Yeah, but then they're still building on some of the same foundation from those first downs. This is here. Now two. This is like,
you let know, me frame it this way.
The Chicago Bulls in the 90s, you know, they had the first three-peat and then the second three. I'm not saying the Warriors are going to three-peat.
No, no, no.
Does that make them separate here, dynasties?
Me and Ahmed talking about how we're talking about like the Celtics' road to the finals. They've been battle-tested. Like they're battle-tested. And the Warriors, on the other hand, they didn't see teams at their full strength. Correct.
And yeah, you know, you got to remember that, you know, although, you know, yes, the Warriors, you know, they do kind of have a dynasty. Like most.
I don't think they even tested that dynasty. Like, for real, for real. We being real.
Yeah, they were pretty much overpowered, especially that's you know, when KD thank you. Was on the team.
When KD was on the team.
Mm-hmm. You know, last time they made the finals was, what, 3 years ago? So yeah. They haven't even been to the playoffs since. This mm-hmm. is the first time, you know, mm-hmm. back in the playoffs. Everybody kind of healthy, right?
Yeah.
And then actually, there was this interesting stat that someone, I think, on ESPN pointed out, right? But they said that the teams that the Celtics eliminated were each of the three teams that eliminated them the past 3 years.
Revenge tour. The storyline is writing itself, and that's so. I'll frame it for you this way, Mo. If you're the Warriors, I understand it's game one. Would you be a little concerned? Because, I do not think it's really – I understand this team has been to the finals a lot, but you're talking about throughout an entire NBA season span. We're just focused on this season. They haven't really gone through, like, the trot. Like, they really haven't been you know? They haven't seen it in the playoffs. Can they turn it on now? Is it too – I think it's too late, especially with a team like the Celtics who – this is like, okay, let's light work to them. They've already been through it.
Have the Warriors gone to a Game 7 and – playoffs
so I think the last time was 2016 and
actually no I the think so Rockets 2018
okay yeah, oh, yeah, 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 yeah yes yeah yes 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 yes
yeah the
when the Rockets 27 threes. Straight missed threes yeah
yeah now nah, they've been tested,
who could forget that game
they've been tested they went you know OKC in 2016 they won that one. Look, it's just game one. It's a seven-game series. It's two teams, East and West. They don't, you know, they played each other what twice in the regular season.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I mean, I don't know what who won those games, but I mean, look.
What is it? That doesn't matter though. I know who won game one.
We've seen Boston
play in Oakland's court.
All right. How about
in
this?
Golden State's court?
We've seen Boston play, very good games, blow out their opponents throughout the playoffs, then the next game come back and just get destroyed. You know, it might be a matter of which Boston team will we see.
The thing is, though,
going forward.
Yeah. Go ahead.
No, I just want to say that, you know, although the Celtics, they played, you know, it's pretty spectacular, especially the second half of game one.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I feel like we shouldn't, like, look into game one too deeply because, you know, let's be honest, aside from the first half, you know, the Warriors, they didn't play their brand of basketball.
Absolutely.
100%.
And, you know, 100%, I'm sure Steve Kerr and even the players are going to make readjustments.
That's why I can't wait for tonight to see how they come out.
And they're going to show up, you know. Now the onus is going to be on the Celtics. Will they be able to withstand another Warriors punch?
I tell you what, they're going to have to, because if there's any game the Warriors, the Celtics should have and could have given up, it should have been that game one. But to win the way they won, I'm tooting this horn, battle-tested team, flying from Miami to Oakland. Now they get some rest. They already acclimated to what to expect as far as the crowd. You know, it could be interesting.
If the Celtics win tonight, is it trouble?
Yeah, no, I think it's trouble right now.
I was gonna ask.
I think it's trouble right now.
I think it's trouble right now.
And guys, I mean, y'all heard me since the playoffs started. The Celtics team is a little scary. They've made it this far. They have that belief now.
Yeah.
They have that winning that game one. If they lost that game one, then sure. If they won that, now they have the belief. Now we can win this.
And the style, exactly. And it's the style. It's just the way they won the game, though.
Like, exactly.
Double digit, like some deficit, and you come back going to 17-0 run, like. Very well coached team and very great
they
players.
Got everybody involved.
Yeah, great players. It's a great team effort.
Mo, you were the one who was saying this Celtics team is better than the one in 2008 when they got
that's
the championship.
That's what I wanted to ask you guys on this pod. So
I won't agree there though.
Nah.
Okay, first off, I think you're hating right there. I think Mo's hating. let's give a little
respect. I don't think we can compare the two, to be honest.
Yeah, first off, let's give a little respect to that 2008 team, okay? Because they did win the title first off that year. And they made it to another finals in 2010 against the Lakers. Took them to 7 games, okay? And then I think in like 2012 or something.
They played LeBron. Against, yeah, like, that was a game 7 too.
They took him to game 7. So let's
even play. In that series, I think two straight back-to-back years they took LeBron in 7 games.
That was the KG season.
Man,
KG
didn't Jason season. Tatum take LeBron to 7 games in his rookie year?
Okay.
Yeah.
That's a good rebuttal.
Yeah, they played the Heat. They played the Heat in the Eastern Conference Final. They took them to 6, maybe not 7, but this is a very young team.
You did mention that they beat their team that lost. Celtics
team. KG was over 30 years old. Paul Pierce, I think, was over 30, or maybe.
Rajon Rondo's
probably the youngest one. Probably like early 20s, you know?
We knew they were the guys.
They were the guys, but let me tell you something. Was their bench rotation this deep?
All right, let me
I ask. Mean, I.
Who'd they have? Chad coming off the bench?
Shaq was after.
I couldn't tell you. They don't have a Marcus Smart. Like, Ray Allen, he's like the best shooter on that team, that 08 team. Okay? Ray Allen's the best shooter. But he can't create his own shot. The best player who can create his own shots is Paul Pierce.
I'll just put it this way.
Jason Tatum could do all that stuff.
Hey.
Jaylen Brown could do, you know, he could even hit shots. You've seen Jaylen Brown come out big in the fourth quarter.
I have. Game 7. And I've seen that.
Game 6, game 7.
I have.
The Heats. And in game 1, he's just, you know, cooking.
No, 100%. We have. But here, this is all, I'm going to just put it this way. I'll let you speak. I'm just saying.
Sure.
They were called the Big Three. They made the Big Three.
They were, yeah.
They were the Big Three. No one's calling this team the Big Three.
Well, let me
this
tell
Boston
you why,
team, they're not. They ain't no Big Three.
Because, like, I feel like people, the Big Three is, you know.
Can't talk your way out
it
of
goes, it goes, and it coincides with the term super teams. I think people are tired of super teams. They're tired of that, so that's why they don't probably want to label people as, like, you know, Big Three or, you know, specific groups. But what Jaylen Brown?
Because there's no Big Three. That's why.
Or maybe it could be the Big Two, but, like, honestly,
can't be the Big Two. You could call them the Big Three.
You know, Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown, and Marcus Smart, Defensive Player of the Year award, Marcus Smart.
Okay.
KG won Defensive Player of the Year award in 2008.
Valid points. Let me tell you what,
Marcus Smart is a better scorer. I mean that.
Stop it.
Like this.
Okay, stop it! No, no, no! Yeah, yeah, wait, wait, hear me out. Wait, stop it there! Skip!
No, I'm a big KG fan. I'm a huge KG fan.
But I'm saying
like, and more so like he can hit threes.
Listen here, Skip.
There's Skip. More. He could threaten you for more areas on the floor.
But when you're dominant,
KG was not like.
KG. Yeah, but because he was dominant at what he was doing. Yeah. No one can stop it at what he was doing. You can stop Marcus Smart on a three.
I mean, I'll say this.
I can leave him wide open on a three.
Big shots in this playoff.
I mean, that's cool, but you're not going over here saying Marcus Smart better than KG.
I did not say that.
You're trying. You're insinuating that. You're implying that.
I did not say that Marcus Smart is better than Hall of Famer KG. I'm just making comparison because they're both Defensive Player of the Award.
Dude, when you start something with
one to the forward. Let me ask you this then, since you want to make that comparison.
I love it.
Did Marcus Smart ever win an MVP like KG did? Because KG won an MVP.
I'm comparing them on the basis of defensive player.
The score. You're calling it scoring.
When you're looking at it from, like, you know, tactical perspective, like, you know, from, like, the coaching.
Let that dude shoot. I'm going to game plan on KG.
It's a smaller lineup. So, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I really think that small teams, because of their shooting abilities and their ability to, like, you know, score points, you know, at a very fast pace.
This is also a historically
good defensive team as well, too.
Correct.
The Celtics.
Okay. Uh-huh.
But the fact that, you know, they can shoot better than that 08 team, they could create more shots, they could score more points, that makes them better, in my opinion.
But okay, go ahead, Ahmed. No, you go ahead, Ahmed.
Okay, I mean, I don't want to, like, you know, hold the airtime too much. I just want to say this. I'll say a few things that'll, like, help your point. Like, yes, this iteration of the Celtics team are younger. They're deeper, right? They have more players that can step up. But let's let them win a title first before we start comparing them to the Big Three. The old Big Three.
That's a fair point. Also, you're right about that. And yeah,
look, I'm just saying it here. When you preface something with "I like KG too," I like Kevin Garnett. That's why you say you're gonna favor this guy over him. You know?
Well, no.
To me, it sounds like your favorite Marcus Smart.
You know, I don't put bias into my opinions. Maybe when it comes to the Eagles, yes.
Okay.
That's my team, and I have I have a right to do that.
You taking KG over Marcus Smart if KG's in his prime?
First of all, man, there was a.
That's what we're talking about. We gotta talk everyone in their prime.
Basketball, where I was trying to my 5'9" self trying to practice KG post moves.
You're not practicing Marcus Smart post moves, are you?
My favorite. No.
He is shorter than KG.
It's crazy. No, guys, listen. I'm not really a Celtics fan. You guys know.
I know.
All my niggas hate the Celtics.
Nobody
all my
niggas hate Celtics.
Dukes. I know you. All, I mean, you. It was your take.
I know. I'm just saying. I never liked Marcus Smart, like, personally, like, as a player, you know what I'm saying? But now, like, I'm actually starting to respect
his
game.
He's been hooping, okay, yes. He's been hooping. Game recognized thing.
Bro,
okay.
He called out Jalen Brown and Jason Tatum.
He did.
Yeah, he called them out.
In the timeout?
It's his team.
Yeah, I love it. No,
he literally said, he called him selfish in the postgame. He was like, you guys need to play better. Like, you need to play smarter.
I love it. Let them know.
And that's literally the type of shit they need because, you know, they're not going to – I don't think you would get that
from
KG.
And it's perfect because they won that game and you know, like
– Yeah, KG just trash talking.
Give me the ball. Especially if you got Kendrick Perkins coming off the bench too. Go ahead.
I was going to say move, bitch ass nigga.
KG, boy. Yeah, before we brought that up. Go ahead.
Nothing beats KG trash talk. It's like 100%. I'm sorry.
It just felt like you're saying – Marcus Smart was a better player than KG. And
sounds like you're trying to instigate something.
I mean, no, it was what you said.
It was what you said.
At first, it was blasphemous.
He's better, clearly, to me.
Marcus Smart is
you
better.
You thought I was going to say that because maybe that's what you were thinking.
Marcus Smart is better than, what's his name? Kendrick Perkins.
Okay, I think that's something we can all agree on.
We can all agree on.
Wait, Marcus Smart is better than
Kendrick Perkins. Greater than Kendrick Perkins.
Yeah.
I think we all agree on that. But, so... Go ahead.
I was just gonna say something. You're talking about how KG's the GOAT in terms of like trash talking. I'm gonna have to disagree with that. I'm gonna have to say that Kobe is definitely the GOAT in trash talking because this man would trash talk folks in other languages. He specifically learned languages to trash talk
people.
To get in people's heads. That's pretty goated.
Tu choques les bleus, you are shit. It's supposed to be French or something.
He really is a tactical killer.
Yeah.
He's like, two-toe ass nigga.
We'll break their spirit and mentality in another language.
All right.
Como te llamas, pussy? All
right, so guys, with game one now done in the books, who we like in the rest of the series? What are we? First of all, let me ask you guys this. Give me... What you guys are expecting tonight, game two in Oakland. What do you guys expect tonight? And then how do you guys see the series going?
You won't get a pick from me because I don't want to hear, like, you know, well, when it comes out, you know, my pick is wrong. I don't want to hear it on the next episode.
I mean, then don't make the wrong pick.
It's hard.
You only 50%. Dude, you have a 50% chance.
Do I look like a mind reader? I don't know.
Whatever you're thinking in your head, just go the opposite way. How about that?
Yeah. I don't even know what I'm thinking in my head, so which direction could I possibly go?
All right, go ahead. Camille, thank you.
I don't know, man. I mean, does anybody have a coin I could flip? Like, because I don't know who could win this game, to be honest with you. Because, I mean, it's... There's blood in the water, and both teams can smell that blood in the water. You know what I'm saying? And I don't know. I mean, I think that, you know, Tatum, like I said earlier, like he didn't really play like a very good game scoring wise. He did really well with the assists. He had 13 assists, so he definitely got like his team involved. But I don't know. Would this just be continue to be the game plan? Like maybe not, you know, have Jason Tatum particularly be the scorer? And just kind of just be the point guard that he is and just, you know, make the passes, make, you know, seize the right play calls and just, you know, does what he needs to do. And then, you know, if there is like a shot that's up there for him, then he takes it. Then, yeah, sure. But I don't know. I think that not to say that they're going to stick with the game plan, but I think that if he just solely takes on the role of just being a point guard and, you know, put the team first. And not really not really care too much about, you know, scoring and whatnot, then I think they have a real shot. So I think the Celtics.
There's a game within the game going on right now between Steph Curry and Jason Tatum. Tatum. The light skin off for the Finals MVP. They're having it right now.
How could you mix the two up? One is 6'10".
But then again, it's like the Warriors, man. The Warriors are fucking nasty. Like,
I mean, you can't just say that. Then again, the Warriors are the Warriors. Come on.
Yeah.
Honestly. Like...
Go ahead, Omar.
I was going to say, for me, it depends on this crucial game, too, now.
Yeah.
Warriors let the first game slip away at home. You guys got the home field advantage.
Can't do that.
And if the Celtics win this game again, I think Celtics might win in seven.
It's trouble.
They could definitely win in seven.
Celtics win in four if that's the case. Win in four if that's the case.
Because I could definitely see the Celtics potentially, if they win this game, they could potentially win the first game in Boston, too. But if they go...
They better win the first... No, like I said, Celtics in four. Like, you don't want to go down 0-2 to Boston?
At the same time...
Steph Curry, they do not care your light skin, bro. One of us.
It's all about... I think at the long run, it's going to come down to the coaching. Like, I feel like Steve Kerr's making a lot of mistakes. Game one...
He won't let that happen.
Yeah. Because you remember when he had COVID when they played the Grizzlies?
Yes.
And they were up by like 50 at some point?
Oh, yeah. That was... Oh, I remember that.
Yeah. It was terrible. So... I think if Steve Kerr gets it right, if they can potentially win game two, but I'm leaning towards the Celtics winning now. I know the Warriors have been here.
Talked
them done
into it.
Yeah. No, I mean, they do.
Talked them into it.
Yeah.
There you go.
Opinions change, especially when you have the road the Celtics had. I don't like the Celtics, but they some dogs, Skip.
They some dogs.
They got that dog in them.
They got that dog in them.
Yeah, oof.
Yeah. I mean, I'll say this, like, you know, the Celtics, you know, have kind of emerged as kind of a dark horse in this race, right?
Yeah.
No one really, you know, expected them, especially, you know, beginning of the playoffs, that they'd be in the position that they're in, right?
I saw it. I can't speak for everyone, but I kind of saw it.
Props to you, man.
Thank you. It is recorded. I let everybody know.
It's on the record.
Let the record show.
Review the tapes.
It was me. I said it first.
Yeah,
heard it here
right.
First.
It was Mo right
Stay
here.
The franchise pod.
Yeah, but I'll say this real quick. You know, it's just so hard, like, you know, deciding which way the series will go. Because
100%.
Let me tell you, man, the Celtics, they're built pretty well, you know. And I think they're the number one defensive-rated team this season. Because
it's funny, I think they overtook the Warriors because earlier in the season, the Warriors were, I believe.
The Warriors were, right?
And then
Celtics
just flipped the switch, man.
Yeah, and, you know, the Warriors, for all their three-point glory, they're prone to, like, these lulls during the game where, you know, they'll be up by, like, 20 points,
they,
and then they'll
they
just
got
kinda, like,
babied in that freaking, that dynasty of them. I'll tell you what, that dynasty of them, I think, like, kind of babied them, lulled them to see if they'll always be, like, Clay or Steph are going to be, let's out, you know?
Yeah.
And they'll always just resort to that at the end of the day. And even Clay and Steph probably resort to that, you know?
Yeah, exactly. At some points, even when the game's like single digits and you see Clay getting the ball or you see Steph getting the ball, maybe not Steph as much, but I see a lot from Clay and sometimes Draymond just not hitting shots. And it's just like, damn, is it wear and tear or is it just, you know, you're getting older? But it doesn't look like, as you said, the Splash Bros of 2016 or 2017, their dynasty.
Mo?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, like, I really feel the Warriors. I mean, the Celtics, what you guys said about the Celtics, yeah, they some dogs, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, they got the fight in them. They're very
tested.
But, yeah, I'm going to go back to, like, the experience of, like, Steve Kerr, who's won championships, I believe five as a player and three as a coach. He's going to draw up some plays, you know, or he's going to, you know, make some adjustments. And we're going to see more contribution from the Warriors bench players throughout the rest of the series. And I really do think the Warriors, you know,
got in six.
They haven't played in a couple of days, you know. They had a little time to rest.
They had a long time to rest.
Yeah, they're a little rusty coming out the...
They beat the, what's it called, the Mavs in five games, too, so...
So
Steph is never, like, well...
For me,
never
like...
rusty, like, until it's, like, big games for some reason.
Steph?
Yeah.
I mean, but for me... I want to see if the Warriors can turn on that light switch and, like, play that sound Warriors brand of basketball, defense, hustling, team brand basketball that we saw that won them that 2014 title. And that 2015 title. And can they need to unlock some of that magic and that energy if they want to beat the Celtics right now. I am 100% reading too much into game one. I am. Ahmed got me on board with the Celtics when he's telling me they're a battle-tested team.
I mean, I'll say this. Like, you know, of course, you know, the Warriors, you know, they'll come out game two, make readjustments. But honestly, like, game one was a shocker.
Game
one was a shocker.
I think when the series is over, we're going to look back at it. Obviously, game one was probably the most important game.
And I think the biggest thing, too, is, like, what's really my biggest takeaway is this. was the almost 17-0 run, like, to close out the game.
No, it wasn't 17-0. Not almost. It was a 17-0
run. Okay, it was a 17-0 run, but I wanted them to, like, close out the game with the Warriors not scoring a single point in, like, the last 5 minutes.
Yeah.
That, I mean, that alone probably gets Steve Kerr mad. So, again, I'm going to be looking forward to that, see how they adjust defensively. And I want to see the Warriors go out and punch them in the mouth, you know? Like, they took some jabs there from the Celtics took some jabs there from the Warriors, but in the end, Celtics dealt the knockout blow. Yeah. Now we come back. Let's see Warriors. Let's see some good defense. And let's see, they could honestly put them away early. Like, we could see like a great performance from all the role players: Jordan Poole, Klay Thompson, Draymond, Andrew Wiggins. Steph needs some help, guys. Steph needs some help.
Yeah.
But ultimately, man, I think the Celtics, they got the belief in them. They're already tested. I think they're going to win this in seven. I think Celtics win this in seven.
Yeah, I remember on the last pod, I was talking about how how I was pretty much thinking that the Warriors got it this year. And
kudos, now when you think
kudos
about
to
it.
You. Kudos to you. You know, you've kind of enlightened me.
Swayed the direction,
from what I've seen, it's trouble.
Because at the end of the day, we gotta think about this. Like, I get it, we're talking about these star players, but at the end of the day, it's a team game, like you get in there, you battle it out, and you go through what the Celtics have went through this season, especially in the playoffs, what they went through, sweeping the Nets, probably like a huge like stress reliever off their shoulders, going to seven games, reigning a champ and back to back MVP in Giannis, you know. And then
seven games with the Heat
in the Eastern Conference Finals, and doing that on the road, you know, doing that on the road. Actually, so this is what I'm talking about.
Funny thing you brought that up, because I think it's been proven this year's playoffs, the Celtics are actually a better road team than a home team.
Yeah.
Just food for thought.
Yeah.
They're road warriors.
And when you got a band of brothers like the Celtics too, who have been there, like Mo, you mentioned it, they've already been to that Eastern Conference Finals, took LeBron to Game 7, you know. And, you know, we throw the bubble year out all the time. I don't even know last year who the Celtics play or lose to. I couldn't tell you.
They lost to the Nets first round.
Oh, well, that was it? Okay. Yeah. And then I forgot that they played the Heat or whatever. I don't know who they played.
The Heat in the Conference Final. Remember Bam Adebayo had that block on Jason Tatum?
Yeah, I do remember that now. I do remember that. The bubble is just like, that's crazy, yeah. Only because, like, it happened so quick and fast. Like, what is it, just a two-month span. Like, they should do it like that. I like that. I really like that. For what it's worth, I think the bubble's good. But I think they already have the belief in them, and a team like that is very dangerous. The Warriors are lucky. It's like best of seven series, and not like best of three, you know, type shit or whatever, or at least a one game thing, because they already be eliminated. But that's it. I guess I will wrap it up for our NBA Finals talk. We also had another final go on. That we want to talk about, because we have a distinguished You Will Never Walk Alone fan amongst our midst. You're walking alone. You're walking alone this lonely road. You're green daying it right now, buddy.
He's not one of us.
And on top of that, Hala Madrid, first of all, 1-0 Madrid. Shout out Eden Hazard. Did Eden Hazard win a Champions League?
He didn't play.
I don't care if he didn't play, but he got his trophy. I was making sure. Did he get a trophy with Chelsea?
Eden Hazard is a European champion.
Did he get a trophy with Chelsea, though?
Last year?
No. Europa.
Yeah, so nah, he's...
Hey, man, Gareth Bale.
Couldn't get it done in Chelsea. Crazy, Pulisic did.
Yeah, let me just say this.
I mean, we made it to the semifinals, but then like
You don't get a trophy for losing in the semifinal. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You don't even get a freaking ribbon for that.
Not even a medal.
Just you played a good game, sir. Shaking hands.
KG, how did you feel watching the game? Because I mean, we were all watching it together. We were watching it together, and it looked like Liverpool was gonna score and take, because it was a 1-0 game. It looked like Liverpool was going to score at any moment throughout the game, but it just wasn't connecting.
Yeah, I mean, I just feel led astray, run amok, and flat out deceived.
Champions of Europe, you'll never sing that.
The thing is, surprised. Like, here's my thing. It's like, say what you guys want, but Liverpool played the better game. They had 24 shots.
Okay, but Tim Thibault Courtois is just the man, I guess.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like, you know, we just got outmatched in the goalkeeper spot.
I believe.
That's pretty much what it was. Like,
clearly didn't play the better game then.
We had 24 shots on goal.
I mean, yeah, but that
we who didn't had who? 24 shots on goal. Do you know how much
I need to have a word with you?
How many goals?
Yeah, how many goals? Zero. That's what I'm saying. 24 shots on goal. You should at least get one goal, right? You
think it'd be that easy. That's what I'm saying. Like, we should have gotten one goal.
Sorry.
At the very least. But, you know. I don't know. That's not how our cards were dealt. I don't
know how that is even possible. I saw a lot of, like, skied kicks.
No.
I really did. I did.
He saved the ball nine. He saved nine shots. And that means you had 24 goals. 15 of your shots were off target. And nine of them were saved. And Courtois honestly played a fantastic game. Like, it was really, like, I've never seen him play like that before in my life.
And he's married.
I have.
And he just got married.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Shout out. Yeah, he just got married too. Congratulations.
Single Courtois was bad. He was not clutch.
Yeah, married Courtois is something else, right?
He's,
yeah.
Bro, I will say this too. Like, who was it who scored? Was it Vinicius?
It was Vinicius, yes.
Yes, our boy.
Yeah, Vinicius. Pass.
Shout out to him.
Too Brazilian for them.
honestly speaking, like, I think Liverpool, they definitely were on the front foot that first half.
Yeah.
They were attacking. But I think they played right into Madrid's hands because, like, Ancelotti, the way he set up the Madrid team was, okay, we're going to absorb pressure this first half. Okay?
Yeah.
We're going to try and keep ourselves in the game. And then at halftime, we'll reassess. And then the second half, we'll come out and, you know, possibly.
Oh, because you know the Liverpool attack. They're going to get you on that counterattack.
Yeah, all their attackers.
So we gotta, if we can hold that still for 45 minutes, they're going to gas out.
Yeah, all their attackers are fast. They dribble really well. And they can shoot really well, too. Like, they're a very lethal team. That also ties into the fact that they almost had a chance to win the quadruple this season because of how well they were doing in the domestic league.
And they
didn't,
which also goes to how they're now blowing it all up.
Yeah, I don't know why they're doing that. Honestly, a quadruple is such a demanding task. Like, the amount of stress on the coach, the players, everyone's staff.
Actually, only one, I think, European team has ever done the quadruple.
The quadruple is crazy.
Which is, like, I think...
Tell me it's some random like Black Hull or like Nottingham Forest or something.
Yeah, it was like the white and black team of the 60s.
I wouldn't be surprised. Like,
yeah,
European soccer for you though.
Yeah, but hey, I'm gonna just let KG know right now. You guys can't do it like Man U, man.
You'll never guess.
1999.
1999. You'll never guess.
That's the real trouble hall right there.
You'll never guess what team it was.
Hey, look, the famous quote from what team? Lisbon. Whoa, really?
Yeah, they won it in
Lisbon.
66-67. Celtics Lisbon.
Oh, Lord.
I don't know, maybe Celtics Championship.
I was thinking like Portuguese. I was like, they just invaded the Premier League.
No, go ahead.
I was going to say, this is like the famous quote from Bill Belichick. It's like, we sold out, been to 3 Super Bowls, won one, 3 years, like. When they got rid of Tom Brady, that's basically what y'all doing. Like, y'all been Champions League, like, last few years, FA Cups, Premier League titles. I mean, it's been a good run. It happens. That's sports, man.
Yeah, and to add insult to injury, Sadio Mane has announced that he's leaving Liverpool to go play for Bayern.
Oh, like, that's a given. He was, like, the most underpaid player on that team.
Yeah, I was just about to say about that. Yeah, he's definitely getting...
Hey, guys, where he comes from, like, that's a lot of money. Let's be real. Like, he probably, like, he loves that.
Is he...
Or he's probably like, nah, bro, I should definitely be making more than John Henderson.
Old man,
he definitely just found out about this like the week of the
wait, how much the you final. Yeah.
He's like, what?
You're paying James how much?
What?
A bench warmer. I need me a better bench. No, he's definitely yeah. I can see Sadio Mane going to Liverpool. Potentially Inter Milan, but also
why you say Liverpool?
Yeah.
Sorry, no Liverpool. I meant to say Bayern Munich because they're both red. Yeah, is he walking away on the end of the
free
contract?
Free transfer, I heard.
Free transfer?
Free transfer.
Damn.
He said, you don't got to pay. Fuck Liverpool. Don't pay them shit for my services. I'll go to y'all for free.
Yeah,
fuck this team. Yeah, fuck Liverpool.
If y'all paid him, y'all probably go somewhere.
He doesn't want to be around the Scousers no more.
Honestly, I would be worried about Mohamed Salah, too, because I heard reports saying that he's also unsatisfied with his current contract.
I saw that too.
If they can't renegotiate, you know, his wages, then he might also leave, just like Mane.
Bro, these are so some
I'm
of the
putting it out there.
These are some of the best players in the Premier League.
Yo, KG, you know what you gotta do? You just gotta flood Liverpool's Twitter mentions, their account, and just be like, why hasn't extend Salah now?
Pay Salah now.
Pay Salah.
Pay him now. So hashtag pay Salah.
Hashtag pay Salah. Like, oh, just flood their mentions with that.
Yeah. No, that's the thing. That's what I have to do after this podcast. But yeah, no, I mean, I don't know, man. It was a good run, like you said. And, you know, we built something. And, you know, if Mane is gone, we're just...
It's one player.
On to build something better, hopefully.
It's one player. You still have one of the best defenses in the league.
Yeah.
A strong midfield, and I'm pretty sure you're gonna get. If I was your team's executives, you have to get a deal for Mohamed Salah done.
Regardless. Yeah, no, we have to.
Yeah, I mean, I'll say this about Liverpool. Like, yeah, you know, you have Mane leaving, but if they're able to like successfully retool, you know, they can still stay competitive. Like, you know, up there with City. I think the first thing you got to address is Mane's replacement, because Liverpool, they had one of the best attacking front threes in all of Europe
for like the last 4 or 5 years.
And you know, one of them's gonna leave, so you know, you gotta get another good dude.
Yeah.
And you know, some people, they say Luis Diaz, you know,
he looked good.
And you know, he might be that actual replacement for Mane.
Yeah,
well, that's good and all, but okay, what about the dude coming off the bench then, right?
Yeah,
because if he's stepping up, then you know, there should be someone else right behind him. Right. And, you know, another thing, you know, I just want to say real quick, you know, Liverpool, they had a phenomenal year, right? Phenomenal few years. Okay, I want to hate so badly, but I can't hate on that.
This is coming from Man U fans.
Coming from Man U fans. This is, like, high praise for us, you know?
Deadass.
Deadass.
I don't know if I could do that.
Yeah, but I think another area of improvement ought to be the midfield. Because, I mean, I've noticed it, you know, from the way Liverpool play, they rely way too much on their fullbacks. To bring up play, whip in crosses for the front threes to feast, right? And the problem is the midfield, you know, oftentimes they get dominated, you know? So, you know, you got to find, you know, a replacement for...
You gotta find a replacement for a lot of people now.
I feel like Keita
had a bad game.
Yeah.
He had a bad final. So, hey, if I'm being honest, you know, I think, you know, you guys should, you know, find some kind of replacement for him.
Yeah, I mean, to be fair, like, I mean... Naby Keita doesn't even start anyway. So, like...
I remember when y'all signed
him. We talking about Naby Keita here.
Yeah, we're talking about
Naby Keita. We're talking about Fabinho.
Fabinho, Thiago, fucking Alexander-Arnold.
Y'all gonna get somebody good.
I'm saying these are, like, the star players, like, in terms of the midfield. Like,
y'all definitely gonna get somebody good.
Yeah, I don't have a problem... To be honest, I don't have a problem with Thiago. I don't have a problem with... what's the other guy I just mentioned? Thiago and Fabinho. I don't have a problem... Fabinho's, like, a little bit on the older side, of course, but I don't have a problem with him.
Those are solid.
I have a problem with James Milner, though.
He's probably... I feel like he'll leave. He's probably on the edge of retirement.
No, he's gonna retire, yeah.
Did we wanna talk about the BPL... final day.
It ties in with Liverpool.
A little bit. I mean, yeah. I'm only upset because I don't think my Arsenal was able to make it to UEFA. I don't think we were Champions League qualified.
Check for
you. You know what? I gotta.
We did what we had to do. We like fucked up the team we played. I think it was Swansea or some shit team, but
yeah.
we fucked them up like 5-2 or 5-1. I was like, yes.
You know what? I gotta clown on Arsenal real quick.
Shut up. I don't want to hear it.
Because I'm going to be honest. You guys were in the driver's
seat. No, I don't. I know.
A couple games remaining. You guys were firmly in that fourth spot, right? And then you know what happened, right?
Lost two straight.
So, actually, it started from with the North London derby against Tottenham, right?
Yeah, that's the game I watched, and I couldn't believe it. Like, I was able to watch the game. My first Arsenal game watching the wall, yeah.
Yeah, because I think that derby got delayed for like a couple months or something, and then, you know, they brought it, you know, close to the end of the season.
Why did it get delayed? COVID?
Probably something like that.
Yeah, something like that. And then you know, I have another good friend of mine who's also a Tottenham fan, and he was he wasn't sure that they'd get
same. No, no, no. Gary's a Tottenham fan, bro.
Yeah, Gary's a Tottenham fan.
Yeah, no, I talked to him about that game. He's just like, I was like, dude, that game, like, that was our downfall. I think we lost the next game.
I think it was 3-0. You guys.
Yeah, 3-0. 3-0. Red card too, right off the bat. It could have been like 5-0. Like, I'm surprised we stopped the bleeding as bad as it was. Mm-hmm. Lacazette's leaving too. I mean, hopefully we can find, like, a legitimate striker.
The red card rule in soccer is so harsh. Like, honestly, like...
I mean, the dude was stupid. He was already on a yellow, and he, like, clipped him from behind.
Yeah, but I don't think you should lose him. You should be able to... You just take that player off.
Referee's like, you're still going to keep acting reckless? You dumbass?
On a yellow? I just gave it to you 10 minutes ago.
Get the fuck out of here. Get off my field.
What's going on? Like, that's really what's going
get
on.
Get off the pitch, Mike. You're being a cunt. Get out of here.
You're being a cunt on my pitch.
I'm really upset, but I'm happy at least we're making...
Dude, honestly, let me just say this real quick. You know the last time Arsenal had Champions League football?
I don't... I think 2016, 2015, 2016 probably. Or maybe 2017.
2017.
But we don't get out... Sometimes we don't get out the group stage, bro. Like...
Yeah, you guys.
Either get out the group stage and lose in the quarterfinals, but like,
I mean, you guys, you know, we're getting your ass whipped in the Champions League long before then. I'm just letting y'all know, you know.
I mean, bro, finish better. Hey, look, what is the record? Let's look at the table. How'd Man U do though?
Man U finished.
Let's look at the table.
Man U finished.
Ain't no not even Europa. Ronaldo, come back to this shit.
We'll see you in Europa.
Ronaldo back for this shit.
With six wins less.
Goodbye, Pogba. Salutations, Pogba.
Arsenal had more wins than Chelsea, but Chelsea had less losses. Chelsea just
Arsenal has more wins than Chelsea. They have 22. Oh yeah, they do have 22. Wow.
What the fuck, no, bro?
They have.
We were in the driver's seat.
Y'all have more draws too. What the?
We got more trophies this year too. All I'm saying is that Chelsea had a better season than Liverpool. In my opinion, and let me tell you why. Mm-hmm. Club World Cup champions, Super Cup champions, like, it doesn't get no better than it. Oh, and, you know, mm-hmm. before, you know, Liverpool shipped the bag against Real Madrid, the former European champions.
Yeah, that's right.
Look how Man U ended their freaking season, dog. Like, come on.
Okay, I won't lie. We were pretty shit this year.
This was y'all our stop worst
caring.
Season. Like,
y'all stop caring.
Years.
Y'all clearly stopped
worse
caring.
Than David Moyes.
This is worse than David Moyes.
And you know the funny thing, right? So you know how Ole, you know, we started off with Ole as our coach. Then he got sacked. Yeah. Then we brought, what's his name, Rangnick, right?
Yeah.
So we brought him on with the assumption that, you know, after, you know, the season would be over, he'd be like a consultant, basically, right? You know what just happened a couple days ago?
What happened?
They scrapped that consultancy.
Yeah, get the fuck out of here.
So it was one massive waste of time, right? He gave us shit results, shit game, and all that for what? For nothing. Because he's leaving.
I remember when the news of getting him, Rangnick, on the team, we were in Dubai, and like a lot of people were like, oh, he's a good coach, man. I was like, I've never seen him coach. Like, where the fuck is he coaching from?
Dude, you know, I heard so much hype about this guy. They said this guy was like the professor.
Yeah, the professor at what? Failure?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, honestly.
He's a specialist in failure.
I mean, honestly, like, I'll say this about him. Like, obviously, I don't know too much about him. I do know that like 10 or 11 years ago, he was manager for Schalke, right?
Schalke, the German team?
Yeah, and they made it to the semifinals the year we made it to the final against Barcelona.
Yeah.
Right? So, you know, the
guy... You're talking about, like, 20 years ago. Okay, that's, like, 15 years ago or whatever.
I mean...
Like, come on, we're talking a while ago, bro.
Yeah, I think the thing that didn't help him was the effort from the players, man.
I can't believe Ronaldo chose y'all.
And he's staying.
I know, right?
He chose y'all.
He's staying. And you know what? The best part? He's already got his son committed to Man U.
You guys played your best. Y'all played your best game when
Ronaldo,
Tom Brady came to visit.
Yeah, literally, Ronaldo convinced Tom Brady to come out of retirement.
Hey, yo, no joke. He really had his best game.
A Man U player.
He really had his best game when Brady was
there. Ronaldo to Tampa rumors are starting. I'm just saying.
The Tom Brady
this is where I start the Ronaldo to Tampa train.
I'm going to Tampa Bay. My son will fix Manchester United in a couple of years.
Did Tom Brady know that Man U was outside the Premier League race, the title race?
Hold up. We could get like a colossal trade because the Glazers own both teams. They could just be like, guys, let's make this happen.
Put Ronaldo at
Ronaldo. We'll just send Ronaldo to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. We want Tom Brady in return.
But I'm going to just show you how, because you know the Glazer family, you know, they're pretty cheap, right? So
I mean, they're cheap when it comes to their football team.
Exactly.
I mean, their football team.
Very cheap.
Yeah, they're going to be like, luxury tax? What about the luxury
tax? Sorry, we can't afford any big superstars. We're paying Tom too much.
I guess we'll finish it up with some call-outs.
Yeah, Conor McGregor, you're taking everything I work for, motherfucker. I'm going to fight your you know.
I'm calling out Jimmy Butler.
Ooh.
Game 7,
Jimmy. I'm calling out Jimmy Butler. Look, man, I understand you're that guy.
This is the mild call-out.
You were trying to put the dagger. You're trying to hit the dagger. I get it. I understand it.
The double throat slash.
Yeah, the double throat slash. I just don't think that was a good shot. I don't think it was a good shot. A lot of people like to say that. Say the other way.
I agree with you.
Yeah, I just don't. I don't think it was a good shot, dude. Like, just take. Just. I think there was somebody. I can't remember who it was.
It was Al Horford.
Yeah. No.
Backpedaling.
No. There was somebody out on the perimeter. On the three, I can't remember who it was that was open. He could have passed that.
Oh, pass? No, I'm Jimmy Butler. Okay, let Jimmy Butler at least take the shot. Yeah. I'm having the ball in that situation, right?
No, I mean, you're not wrong. Yeah, I would have I would have taken the shot. Just don't. I wouldn't have taken
that. Not take that shot.
I'm not taking that shot.
I'm looking at that. I got Al Horford. I'm Jimmy Butler. I'm taking that to the right. I'm going to yam it on him.
Yeah.
Get an and one.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to try to do something more smart.
I'm
Marcus Smart.
I'm going next. I'm going to call out Draymond Green.
Damn.
Stole it. Draymond for three.
Did you see that picture?
Yes.
They're ducking. I just showed it.
Draymond for three. Nah, Draymond, you got a lot of talk. You had 2 years to back up all this talk that you were hiding behind Clay and Steph. They was hurt, not themselves, the last few years. You ain't show us nothing. You're back in the finals. Guess who's there? Steph and Clay. I need you to show me something. Or you're just like a shitty ass basketball player. You're going to let Marcus Smart hoop you? I'm just saying, Draymond. You over here doing all this talking on the podcast and tweeting at your now best friend, gay lover, Kevin Durant. Notice how they now all of a sudden they love to talk to each other. Notice how they love to talk to each other now, guys. That's just funny, but whatever. But Draymond. You better show up tonight, bro. I want that vintage Draymond 9-point, 15 rebound, 8 assist game. Maybe he did that the other day. I'm not sure, but okay, we'll just do it. Give me a triple double tonight. I need you back, Draymond. I don't need you back, but you're just trash at this point to me. Go ahead. Anyone else?
Yeah, who's there? Like
anybody. I don't care who you call out.
I mean, I could call out the entire Liverpool team.
Go ahead.
You know, for 24 shots and 0 goals.
Thank you for the stat. Stats you provided by KG.
Yeah, no, you're right. I'm cool with that. Like,
fuck man, nah, I saw a lot of, like, you know, nosebleed shots. Fans in the stands were getting to go home with souvenirs. So, yeah, shout out to Liverpool for that, you know.
And now they're, what's it called? They're
two-time Chelsea beaters.
Their Champions League, title gear that was supposed to be theirs is now being shipped off to
Zimbabwe,
some third world country.
Yeah.
No, and next, Sadio Mane is getting his shirt.
I mean, I'll say this. Dang, you really took my man.
He was the big one. He was the big one.
After having a great game versus the Mavericks in Game 5, I think he was 100% in that game.
Yeah, did you hear what he said in his presser after the game?
I don't care. Don't matter.
Dude was mad hating. So you know how the Celtics, you know, they were knocking their threes like late into the game, right? He hated on each and every one of them. He hated on Al Horford.
Yeah, Al Horford three. That nigga's a bitch.
That's what I'm saying. That's what he got called out. Call him out again. Fuck, I didn't even know. He did all that after the game.
I didn't even know that. How is he hating from...
Tell me more about this Draymond character.
So, I know we're breaking protocol here, but
I'll go ahead and
call Draymond Green because that's how egregious he was. Okay?
He is being hella egregious. That's cringy.
Cringy.
And he had a bad game. That's the worst part.
Yeah, I think it was like 2 for 12, right?
I don't know how bad. I just know he had a bad game.
So, we established...
I heard the bricks. Yeah, so I was like, that sounded familiar.
Nah, he hit one shot. He was like 1-for-8 at the ball. He's like,
"Yeah, one." Yeah, he's like, "Yeah, one." I was like, "Only bucket for the next 2 quarters."
Yeah, so he had a really shitty game. But then check this out. After the game, right? You know how they have the press conferences in front of like the reporters. They ask them questions and stuff, right? This dude sat up in front of the mic and he hated on each and every Celtics 3-point shooter. Right? He was like Derek White. Al Horford.
Trash, man.
They ain't gonna shoot like that again.
I can't believe he's talking.
Come on, man. You had a shitty ass game.
How is he talking?
You're just giving them more material, bro. Like, bro,
Shut the hell up. And Udoka's probably showing them that shit too. They already know.
I'm a respected player in the league, and I can say what I want.
Omar, who you calling out then?
I am going to call out Jason Tatum for texting Kobe Bryant.
Oh yeah, no, that was such a light skin move. And posting.
I'm okay with that.
Did he post it though?
Yeah.
Like, I understand if you shot him a text message, like, it's sentimental.
And he didn't get him. Jimmy Butler, Jimmy Butler could have ended that game. Yeah. We already mentioned.
Bro, that was such an anime move. You know, that was like him, right? That was like,
this will get them.
It was like Kobe.
I was Kobe's favorite player.
It's not. That's a Gohan moment.
You're a Celtic.
That's a Gohan moment.
You're a Celtic.
Dude,
ain't no way the greatest Laker of all time is happy.
They made so many memes about that one. It was like, you know, he's like, he's like, I got you today. And then like Kobe responds, he's like, Warriors in four.
Let's be real, bro.
The person you were trying to reach number is not available.
God rest his soul, but if Kobe was alive today, he would not be rooting for the Celtics.
Now he'd probably be like, why'd you text me?
Because, you know, if the Celtics win this series, they have the most in NBA history, the most titles.
They're tied with the Lakers.
They got the bubble ring.
Yeah, they got the Mickey Mouse ring.
The Mickey Mouse ring.
And the Lakers and the Celtics.
This is a very important series for like the whole dynamics of the NBA.
The same season, the Larry Bird Trophy is coming out.
All right, y'all. But with that being said, we're talking about this. We'll probably wrap it up there. So with that being said, Domo, Celtics in four.
Damn.
We catch y'all next week or whenever we record next. Probably get you the NBA. We'll see who is crowned NBA champions and get closer and closer. Football season, 100 days, less than 100 days away, boys.
Yes, sir.
Let's go.
Yes, sir.
Have a good one.
Franchise out.
Peace.
Good shit, boys.